So John 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him all things were made. Without him nothing was made that has been made. In him was life, and that life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, but the darkness has not understood it. There came a man who was sent from God. His name was John. He came as a witness to testify concerning that light, so that through him all men might believe. He himself was not the light. He came only as a witness to the light. The true light that gives light to every man was coming into the world. He was in the world, and though the world was made through him, the world did not recognize him. He came to that which was his own, but his own did not receive him. Yet to all who received him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God, children born not of natural descent, nor of human decision, or a husband's will, but born of God. The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only, who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. John testifies concerning him. He cries out, saying, "This was he of whom I said, 'He who comes after me has surpassed me, because he was before me.' From the fullness of his grace we have all received one blessing after another. For the law was given through Moses, grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. No one has ever seen God, but God, the one and only, who is at the Father's side, has made him known."
So who's looking forward to getting presents this Christmas? Excellent. Who isn't looking forward to getting presents? So what, think back, I want you all to think back. What has been one of the best presents you've ever received? Can you remember to having a really good present? What did you get?
A Nintendo Switch.
A Nintendo Switch. Wow. What a present. Anyone else? What was your... Okay. Anyone else? Anyone else got a really, really good present that they loved? There's a hand up over here. That... What present did you get?
A plushie.
A plushie. What's a plushie? Do you want to tell us what a plushie is?
A type of teddy.
A type of teddy. Soft toy. Oh, fantastic. Fantastic. Now, all presents need to be wrapped up. I need some volunteers for a competition, a wrapping up competition. Any other children want to come forward? Right, George, do you want to come forward? Do you want to come forward? Maybe you want to come and help. Right, what I want you to do, you take that. And take that. Jenny, do you want to come and help George? We're going to see. Here's your wrapping paper. Here's your wrapping paper. Now, what did I do with the scissors? There you go. Scissors and sellotape. Scissors and sellotape. And I want you to wrap up your present as quickly as possible. And the one that wraps up the quickest gets a prize. Are you ready? 3, 2, 1. Off we go, off we go.
You got
this, Tara. I'm no good at rapping. My wife does all the wrapping for me.
Tara, quick, he's almost done. Tara, quick! Tara, stop.
Finish! Wow, that was quick. A professional wrapper-upper.
I can do it faster, George Washington. Well, I will call you that. Keep calling me Boomer.
Well done. I think they all deserve a round of applause. Give them a clap, please. Now, I think, before I give the prize out, I want you to give that present to anybody in here with the help of your mum, and you give that present to anyone in this room, okay? Because Christmas is all about giving and not receiving. And I think, George, you did get there first, so here's... But do you want to share some sweets with... What's your name? Mara?
Cara.
Share some sweets with Cara, because all about giving, isn't it? Christmas is all about giving and not receiving. So Christmas is all about giving, isn't it? What are the best presents that you can give? As a dad, I have three boys. I love it when my boys spend time with me. For all those who've got children, where are they? My boys are up on the Xbox, or they're doing their own thing. It's like, oh, as they get older, they spend less and less time. Do you know there's lots of people out there that just want a visit? They've got no one to visit them this Christmas. The best present that you can give is yourself. Did you know that you are a present from God? In our church, we have dedications. When there's a little baby, we dedicate and say, Lord, we just want to bless that child. Thank you. It's a gift from you. Every single person here is unique. Every person here is special, wonderfully made. And God loves every single person. And sometimes we don't feel like that, but it's true. You are the best present that you can give to someone. God sent his best present for us. That's Jesus Christ. And often people finish with Jesus at Christmas as a little baby. But later on, he became a man and he preached about the kingdom of God. And he was crucified on the cross to die for you and for me because he loves you and wants to take all the things, all the bad stuff that we've done away. Why? Because now we can be friends with God. We can have that relationship with God. That's one thing we can take away this Christmas. Let's receive the best Christmas present that God has given us, and that's Jesus. And let's offer ourselves as a present to our community, to our families. Let's find ways to bless other people. Find ways to spend time with others. Let's care for one another. Let's care for our families. For you children, if you've got brothers and sisters, spend time with your brother and sister because they are your brother and sister. Or if you've got cousins, think of a way of spending time with other people this Christmas. How will Christmas be special for you? Remember that God sent his best present ever, Jesus Christ, for you and for me. I just want to wish you all a very happy Christmas.